The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
Okay, this is the National Intel Report from Republic Broadcasting. P.J. Barden is my name. Definitely not John Stapmiller. John is laid up with the flu, and he's been battling that, and all the pressures of running a station and financing it and getting advertising, and he should be back tomorrow, I reckon. But P.J. Barden is my name, and we're here on this second hour on day, what's it called, the 23rd here, Wednesday, the 22nd of March 2017, and I've been plowing through stuff I cobbled together quickly for this program. I had a different program prepared for Saturday, but on all the political happenings in America and the United States, and the attack, I say to people who listen to me on a Saturday on the Barden Report, 8 to 10 a.m., that maybe the program should be called Attack, 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 because everything I read out is, and I can't avoid it, I try to pick an odd good news story. It is, we're attacked on every single level of existence by calculated multi-layered criminal syndicates. That's the only accurate description in the English language that I can think of. Multi-layered criminal syndicates run the United States and the banking system, and we're living under it. And people wake up under certain levels, but they don't have an overview unless they listen to Republic Broadcasting and key people that contributed, and across the Patriot Movement. They just don't understand it. It's, in fairness, people, you couldn't blame people for being confused. We live in Britain here where, at least I do, where the BBC broadcasting is pretty good on documentary that, but the news divisions are now being infected with political correctness and crap that is destroying. I recommended a documentary, which I still recommend, that's on RBN there. It's called After Brexit, The Battle for Europe. But Katie Adler, who made it, who's the BBC news editor for Europe, she's a pretty senior person, it's pretty well made, but you can see, and I know the way they edit stuff in the BBC. I've been on an editing bench with an editor once upon a time on Soroxat, when they just exposed what on Panorama what Soroxat was doing to young people on SSRI drugs, which brought me on a journey, I can tell you. But that program was hacked to bits, and they didn't mention the word Muslim, and they didn't mention rape, the rape capital of Europe being in Germany and in Sweden, and they didn't cover Sweden at all, which was outrageous. But be that as it may, it is a pretty good documentary to look at to get a handle on what's going on in the European Union. It's on YouTube. It comes up immediately after Brexit, The Battle for Europe. But anyway, we're talking about money and governments and bitcoins and all the rest of it, and just one thing that I give out hell about here in the UK is, sorry, I should give out the phone number for RBN on the second hour. I said I would. The phone number, if anybody has anything to add to this, I know it sounds like a bit of a dog's dinner of a program I'm doing, destroying John Stapmiller's National Intel Report, but the program is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you have anything to add what we're discussing here across a lot of issues. And I'm coming on to some pretty depressing stuff about GMOs and vaccinations in a minute. But anyway, this credit bubble, when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, it was normal in Britain and in Ireland, that if credit got out of hand, that the government and the minister of the day of finance would introduce a credit squeeze. And you couldn't buy a car, certainly, without having 25% or maybe 30 or 40% of it in cash. And now that since Thatcher and Reagan, that's been thrown out the window. And there's an article here that the UK last year, and even before the economy began to pick up well here after Brexit, £32 billion was spent on new cars. And all of them, or 60% of them, are on finance. And excuse me, I do suffer from chronic hoarseness, which is an outrage for a broadcaster. But 60% of them are on leases, where people are, usually companies are only allowed lease cars for their reps and staff, but people are getting these cars for a small deposit and paying a lease factor for 3 years, and then they still owe 50% of the car at the end of the period, and they have to trump up 50% or hand the car back to the dealer. And the dealer and the manufacturer do not lose. They can't lose. Even if they had a 5% failure rate or repossessions, they can't lose. I was talking to a car dealer here recently about it, and he said, if the world economy goes up, belly up, the amount of cars on the market for quarter the price will be enormous, but individuals will lose them. Maybe they'll be able to buy them back cheap, but I'll just read the figures of the UK. £32 billion of consumer car finance was issued in the year in 2016. More than 6,300 new and second-hand cars were being snapped up on credit every day. January consumers borrowed $2.3 billion, a year-on-year increase of 12%. Businesses took out a further $9.3 billion worth of finance to buy company cars. Well, businesses spending $9.3 billion, the public spending $32. That's £40 billion, and I'm rolling that up to an equivalent in America for population. America's bigger than the UK population-wise, and converting it to dollar, that means they were spending $200 billion on cars. It was the United States, and they do not... It's what I call negative money in an economy. Once you drive a car out of a showroom, it's lost 25% immediately. That has a fictitious value at the best of times. But usually the dealers have 18%, but they work on 3% net here in the UK. That's where it goes. But if you're on finance, they're pulling about 10 or 12%. But industry figures released yesterday showed £32 billion of consumer car finance issued in the year so far, more than, repeating the headline here. In January alone, consumers borrowed $2.3 billion to buy cars, a year-on-year increase. And borrowing on credit cards and personal loans also surged by 8%. This is what causes a false economy, where people say, oh, the economy is picking up. Well, if it's on credit cards, it ain't growth. It's not real, natural, organic growth. It's the Thatcher boom in Britain was a credit card boom and retailing boom. That's what went on there. And it said... $45 billion, according to the figure from the Finance Leasing Association, meaning loans were increased by that much. The FLA, whose members include finance arms and car giants, as well as banks and billing societies, said the borrowing boom showed the robust confidence of the householders. Now, let's just stop there. The robust confidence of the householders to get into debt. That is, I'll read the sentence again. The Finance Association, whose members include finance arms of car giants as well as banks and billing societies, said the borrowing boom showed the robust confidence of the householders. Isn't that perverse, a perverseness of language, economics, and everything? This is the mentality we're dealing with at political level, at financial level, which is just insane. I mean, to get into debt, if they had surplus money and they could buy a car, okay, that's positive. It's buying the car, it's keeping people in jobs, but it's all run on debt. But last night, former pensions minister... She's been useless. Ross Altman described the figures as astonishing and warned the borrowing binge could end in tears. It sure will. A Labour MP said the UK economy growing reliance on consumer debt was storing up big problems for the future. Sure it is. The figures emerged days after the Independent Office of Budget Responsibility warned the UK economy has been kept afloat by an unsustainable spending spree driven by credit. Well, considering how many people have damaged credit, yours truly here as well, I don't know how they're getting the loans. I mean, they're raising the threshold. 50-60% of people have damaged credit. Got up to the normal credit ratings. It says record low interest rates, are enabling car manufacturers to offer increasingly cheap deals, which are proving impossible to resist for many householders. Well, they don't need a new car. I can give you a figure here. you can buy a fantastic used car, like an average car is 18,000, 20,000 pounds here. You can buy a fantastic used car, 3 or 4 or 5 years old, for 5,000 pounds here. You can buy a very respectable car. I was in one the other day from a car dealer to borrow one, because mine is laid up, and that was sold for 900 quid, an Astra. And the 1,500, 2,000 buy you a good car, and a certainly a damn good car for 5,000. But people are borrowing an average of 16,000 pounds to finance them a new car, and they're up to their lugs in a high mortgage and in debt. It's just insane. But it said the majority of new car buyers actually rent their vehicles through personal contracts, and these are typically offered by the finance arms of the major manufacturers. Well, they're back-end loaded. The debt is on the back end when you hand it back. You have to pay nearly 50% of the car value, trade it, and that wouldn't cover a trade-in value. For most people, under the PCP, the personal purchase plan, I think it is, the car buyer puts down a deposit around 10% of the car's price and makes monthly payments to rent it for 2 to 3 years. At the end of the contract, the renter has the choice of either returning the vehicle or buying it. Let's see if they're going to explain the correct thing, because I do know what's going on. The purchase price is set at the outset based on the predicted value of the car in the second-hand market. I mean, the purchase price at the end of the 3 years. If you actually get hold of the car, you own it. Although, like in America, a title to a car here is not properly defined in law. The amount you have to borrow based on how much the finance company predicts the car will lose in value over the term of the deal minus the deposit. You know, that's obvious. The motorist pays this amount off during the deal plus interest. The customer has an option of making a final payment, well, a massive final payment, at the end of the deal, but experts say most choose to flip to another finance deal on a new car. They're having the car back. It's ridiculous. Experts are never gaining an asset. Never. It's insane. Experts have warned that these financial deals, which typically charge interest of between 4 and 7%, are usually more expensive way of buying a car than taking out a personal loan and purchasing the car outright. Motorists can also, what they're doing is that to buy it outright, you'd have to hit a higher criterion of credit rating. That's what's going on here. Motorists can also hit because the car company have guaranteed the finance company the money up to a certain level. That's how it's been moved. Motorists can also be hit with hundreds of pounds in extra charges, including penalties of up to 30p a mile for exceeding the green mileage. That's the other crap. You're probably restricted to 9,000 miles a year. It would be very hard to get 15,000 miles a year, considering when I was a rep on the road, I used to have 65,000. But I won't tell you about my gasoline-injected problems in the car at the moment. It's absolutely screwed me. Anyway, those who fail to meet their monthly repayments will damage their credit rating, making it harder for them to get a mortgage or a loan. Last night, experts raised concerns about the boom in car finance. Baroness Altman, no, she's a baroness now. Well, she was useless at the pensions minister anyway, but she's in the House of Lords now. A former pensions minister and veteran consumer campaigner, well, I wouldn't call her that, is in the House of Commons. This is an astonishing increase in borrowing and could end in tears. Yeah, thanks for telling us the bleeding obvious. There are huge dangers relying on ever-increasing consumer debt to fuel your economy. If your economy is built on debt, well, it has been for 40 years, folks, everybody knows that. If your economy is built on debt and you're relying on more debt to boost the growth, then you're heading for a crash. Well, the government are in debt and they're hoping to get more debt. The figure that Michael Schneider came out, and I read it out many times in his articles on my program, there's 2.5 times more debt than there is money in the world. That's where we are. So this is exactly what happened in the early noughties, as they call it. Gordon Brown, you remember him, former Prime Minister, former Chancellor in the UK. Gordon Brown's idea was that borrowing creates its own growth. That's a good one. Hysterical. He was relaxed about not having an encouraging irresponsible consumer debt, really. This is the man who sold off Britain's gold reserves and paid off some of the national debt with it. He should have bought as much gold as he could get his hands on. This was all fine until the crash. He said, we're getting back to those levels again. Well, the levels are, considering most people, analysts who analyze the stock exchange, to say it's 70% overvalued. I think Max Kaiser would agree with that figure, or his journalist wife, who is a fantastic financial writer, Stacey Herbert, who's outstanding. I think that's one of the figures they mentioned recently. 70% overvalued, and the pensions tied to the stock market. Good night. And as I go on and on many times when they're talking about financial stuff, most unfortunate teachers have signed irrevocable agreements that they will not demand or ask for a lump sum. Well, they are really screwed, because their pension is only there in figures on a piece of paper at the moment. They're paying it until the bust, and then it's gone. And the key phrase that pension managers are using, wait till you hear this, folks, is all paper will burn in the next bust. All paper. Unless you have physical control of an asset, you have nothing. But it's heading for a bust, and I don't know how they're going to stay in power in the United States or here even. But and then this Brexit negotiation amongst all this, but it's Britain is in a very strong position in this Brexit negotiation, I should say, just jumping onto that subject, because the European Union have nothing but trouble sneaking up behind them. The Eastern European countries have formed an alliance, as that documentary points out that I mentioned. Poland, Hungary, Viktor Orban, hard man, hard-bitten character. Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovakia have formed an alliance within the European Union. It's actually illegal in the European Union terms. So they should have done that when they joined immediately. The Eastern Europe countries should have remained a bloc. They're now discovering they've jumped from the frying pan of communism into the fire of the European Union. A little bit late. It took them 10, 15 years to figure it out, but they're beginning to figure it out now. But they've lived in tyrannies all their lives, the Catholic tyranny, the Russian, the Nazi tyranny, and the military tyranny. That's of Poland. And the Poles today think that Stalin is still in power in Russia. They think Russia is a threat. Russia is not a threat to Poland. It certainly is not. They wouldn't be stupid enough to do anything about Poland. But anyway, jumping back, and let's finish this article. It's explained enough anyway. But people are getting into debt. Debt is, according to the bankers, debt is a very good thing to be in. They control you totally. That's actually what happens. But and moving on to this thing of hormones and being injected into cattle, and I could terrorize, as I say, the hell out of you, and I can give people nightmares of the stuff I have here. I have about a couple of hundred very well researched articles on GMOs and poison, how people are being poisoned. But and one of them here, it says, a heartbreaking letter from a dying EPA scientist begs Monsanto moles inside the agency to stop lying about the dangers of Roundup. I'll just come back on this one. I know I've dealt with it already to a degree, but the European Union tried to introduce this crap. It says, the following letter from the EPA scientist Marianne Copley, now deceased from cancer, has surfaced in the unsealed court documents originally uncovered by U.S. Right to Know and posted in plain text at this glyphosate news site. And this is an article written by Natural News, and I think it's written by Mike Adams himself. The original PDF of this document is found at USRTK website, with the backup copy achieved in Natural News. Okay. In the letter, EPA scientist Marianne Copley begs Monsanto mole Jess Rowland to do his job and protect the public rather than protecting Monsanto profits interests. For once in your life, listen to me and don't play your political conniving games with the science to favor the registrants. For once, do the right thing and don't make decisions based on how it affects your bonus. She also accuses Rowland and another EPA scientist, Anna Lowett, of engineering, engaging in science intimidation tactics to force EPA scientists and bureaucrats to change their conclusions in favor of Monsanto. Well, you have this revolving door situation for the directors of Monsanto go in and do a stint as acting directors of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and other government agencies. That's how outrageous it is, and that was magnified up by and increased by Obama. They're quoting verbatim. I'll just go further down to some serious points on this. Marianne Copley signs off with a plea for humanity, knowing that she is nearing death, but wanting to help save humanity from the toxic chemical holocaust being pursued by Monsanto and the criminal EPA. I hear the background music there. But anyway, I'll continue this article and the pieces related to it after the break, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, Zoom, we're coming back in. I just tell Mike I can still read my Skype screen. Just Skype 3 minutes before the program. I've been using it for 18 months to broadcast on. They cut me and said we no longer support Firefox. Well, I've been on Firefox for 2 years. That's just an attack. But I can still read my screen. So if you want to send me a message, Mike, or if there's a caller, you can put it on the screen. I can still read the screen. I can still getting messages. But I should give out the phone number. Anybody wants to comment on this diatribe of mine tonight? We're here on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But I'll just read this heartbreaking letter of a dying scientist who left Monsanto because she was dying in 2013, and she wrote this appeal, and I'll just read the final piece of it. Letter from Marion Copley to Jess Rowland, March 4, 2013. Since I left the agency, she's saying, with cancer, I have studied the tumor process extensively and have some mechanisms, comments which may be very valuable to CARC, an organization, based on my decades of pathology experience. She was a serious scientist. I'll pick one chemical to demonstrate my points. And she's picked glyphosate, and she said, this is what the effects of it. Glyphosate was originally designed as a chelating agent, and I strongly believe that this is the identical process involved in its tumor formation, which is highly supportive by the literature. Chelators, and it says it does 10 or 15 things. Chelators inhibit, I'm using scientific names here, apoptosis, the process by which bodies kill tumor cells. Chelators are endocrine disruptors involving tumor genesis. Glyphosate induces lymphatic proliferation. Glyphosate induces free radical formation. Chelators inhibit free radical savaging of the genes. Actually, the piece I've started to read now, it's a bit too technical to read out. Chelators bind calcium necessary for calcination in the immune system. Chelators often damage the kidneys or pancreas. And they're saying it's glyphosate, without a doubt, to damage the kidneys, the pancreas, kills bacteria, the natural bacteria you need in your gut, and it also destroys the immune system. And I think she finishes up the article by saying, previously, CARC, I think that's a regulatory agency, concluded that glyphosate was a possible human carcinogen. Possible, you see the word they use? The kidney pathology in the animal studies would lead to tumors with other mechanisms listed above. Any one of these mechanisms alone listed can cause tumors, but glyphosate causes all of them simultaneously. Well, it is essentially certain that glyphosate causes cancer with all of the evidence listed above. In categories should be changed to probable human carcinogen. We have the European Union, as I just read out, telling a barefaced lie with this and hundreds of surveys. Mike Adams and Nature News has them all listed, proving how in every single independent test, glyphosate is a shocking killer. One of the things Mike Adams published there in recent years was a fantastic map of the parks in New York that were treated with glyphosate, and the amount of dogs and pets dying of shocking tumors and that, because the parks are sprayed to hell, all the edges, etc., and they're dangerous to children and dogs from glyphosate. And there's an epidemic of children coming down with things in public parks in America, but especially in New York, and pets dying for all sorts of trumped-up reasons that are totally spurious. But just one good news story here. These Labrador dogs and these life-saving dogs, they're absolutely outstanding. The dog here is trained to spot seizures in its owner, which he's able to do, and warn her in advance. And this owner here, it's on the BBC website, the dog that saved its owner's life 3,500 times, and this very nice Labrador and Golden Retrievers, they're usually used for guide dogs in the UK. It's one thing that's very advanced here. It's financed pretty well. Guide dogs and dogs for disabled people. And it said, dogs are known as man's best friend, and their powerful sense of smell means they also have the potential to save lives. Detecting the changes in blood glucose levels in type 1 diabetes patients and urine samples from those with prostate cancer. This dog Magic leaps up, places his paws on the owner's knee, and his brown eyes staring into hers, knowing that she's going to get an attack. It's incredible. They've trained this dog. Well, they have these dogs now. They can detect cancer in people as well. And I'll continue this on. I hear the background music there with the bottom of the hour break. And we should be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okie dokie, now we're coming back in again. I'm not used to this bumper music. I usually know the time to come back in with Acro Bulk and soul coaxing. But anyway, we're back in again, and I'm reading out a good news story for once regarding this fantastic dogs that can be trained for guide dogs and trained to work with disabled people. And this woman here, Claire, who has this Labrador, who tells her 15 minutes, half an hour before she's going to get a glucose attack where she could faint as she takes her injection. And it said, before I got Magic, she said, I would be up every hour trying to check my blood glucose level, trying to predict when these episodes would happen, she explains. That meant I was exhausted. Many times I would be too afraid to go to sleep in case I had an episode and wouldn't wake up. They could be fatal, these episodes. Now I know my husband won't have to worry when he wakes up in the morning. I'm going to be dead next to him. Woo-woo. But simply, she has this special dog, and he jumps up and warns her. He can detect it, and it's saying here that the dog's usually drawn from gun dog breeds such as Labradors and Springer Spaniels are taught to detect samples of urine in the patient's prostate. This says here to many men a billion times as we're pre-reading the article. It's thought that dogs can pick up an odor of cancer via volatiles, which travel from the infected cells into the urine of the body and tries to dispose of the chemicals. When they correctly detect samples containing these volatiles, they are given a treat as positive reinforcement. The dog's performance are recorded, and those that make the grade have more than a 90% success rate at detecting the sample. Very good. Dr. Claire Guest, co-founder of the charity Medical Detection Dogs, realized she had a breast cancer after her dog Daisy began nudging an area in her chest. He bruised. He was a detection dog anyway. Test later revealed that she had two tumors. My. Considering a lot of these hospital tests in the UK have been a catastrophic failure, wrongly diagnosing things all the way through, and GPs haven't a clue how to do this, and it's been scandal after scandal in the UK about wrong diagnosis of breast cancer. Either laboratories make mistakes or the doctors wrongly diagnosing. This potential life-saving experience sparked her interest in the capabilities of detection dogs. Although the dog has a fluffy coat and a waggy tail, he is in fact a highly sophisticated biosensor, she explains. Correct. Evolution has given him the highly sensitive nose going down to parts per trillion. So we're talking about a science here. People board planes every day that have been screened by detector dogs to see if they're exploring explosives on board. That's a life or death decision. Why do we rely on them but not assisting us with our health? Sure. Well, just a footnote on that. I read many reports about detector dogs. In the United States, the customs are overworking the dogs, and the dogs are getting tired out, and they're misdiagnosed things. They say these dogs should only work for 1 or 2 hours a day. They're overusing the dogs on border patrols and wrongly accusing people of having drugs on board. That's another proven story. But currently, cancer detection dogs do not receive any government funding, but Conservative MP Ian Duncan Smith hopes that that can change. But anyway, detection dogs are more and more being used by medical agencies around the world. But another story, I know I'm jumping around a lot of subjects here, but this is John Staffman will be delighted with this story. One of the Rothschilds makes the dismal admission his financial world order is now threatened. One of the Rothschilds admitting this, that their world order is now threatened. I'll just read this article and put it out as a good news one. It's by Jack Burns in Activist Post. It says, RIT Capital Partners, I presume the hedge fund, this fund issued in 2016 year-end report in late February. Well, the company was pleased to report that a net profit of 12.1% and total shareholders return of 14%, the company and its chairman, Lord Jacob Rothschild, seemed preoccupied with risks associated with political and economic instability. Really, we're terribly upset. Rothschild announced that while the fund's assets are in an all-time high, the announcement comes against the background of daunting uncertainty and political turmoil. Yeah, well, Brexit and Trump are the two things in the way. Going further, he stated a more ominous warning. At this time of upheaval and uncertainty, our investment portfolio will continue to be well diversified. Well, the Rothschilds have a grip on that. They say $400 trillion of assets. He wrote, comforting his shareholders, yeah. I'm terribly sorry for them. He wrote, comforting his shareholders, their funds portfolio would be as protected as possible from the coming downturn in the market. Oh, he's recognizing the downturn. Yeah, the bust is coming. However comforting the report may be for individual investors, Rothschild's final comments loom large over the mostly positive economic report. Well, they're pitching their stuff, their wares to sell. That's all positive. But then acknowledging that there's a bust coming, I don't know how they're getting away with that. There could well be a period ahead of us when, this is quoting Rothschild here, the avoidance of risk is a high priority as the pursuit of gain. Bit convoluted. The investment banker's chosen words of period seems to indicate a coming downturn in profitability, even though for the past 5 years the fund has realized a profit of more than 1 billion euros. Well, there's a bizarre figure out there in the financial world. Venezuela, which is in a state of collapse, its actual stock exchange is booming, and that's because it's worked by a couple of Wall Street schmucks who are running funds and capital through it. It has no relation to the economy it's in. And it's the same with the American Stock Exchange. It has no relationship to the state of the American economy and earnings. And one figure the other day, I forget where I saw this, read so much stuff, they said they're taking 1954 or 52 as a big recovery time in America. after World War II that if we could maintain the same level of earnings and growth, people would be earning $63 an hour today. And that was an accurate figure calculated, and that's how far down the thing we have gone. But I don't think there's any much more in this article to read out that's any of that interesting. But Rothschild's giving out warnings that things may collapse, and he's terribly worried about his investments. So it was shocking. We should send him a food parcel. And another outrageous, again, what we're involved in here is reporting on these attacks on us. Attack, attack, attack. Smart meters can overbill you by up to 582% higher than actual, right? And Catherine Fromovich, who writes a pretty good article, has shown a picture of these wretched smart meters. They give off radiation as well, absolute and vicious radiation. That, and combined with this 5G cell towers that are coming into play in America and Britain, are going to fry our brains. And again, people have to wake up. They wake up to so much stuff, it's shocking. But this piece here is March the 3rd, 2017, Science Daily reported about overcharging new electronic energy meters, a.k.a. known as smart meters, are capable of pulling off due to false readings, as per a report of what's been happening in the Dutch households in the Netherlands. The study was undertaken, if convoluted way these people write, the study was undertaken at the University of Twente, UT, in collaboration with an Amsterdam university. Anyway, because of the point here. Due to rumors of overwhelming overbilling, Professor Liefrink investigated electronic meters to determine if they, in fact, give false readings. Together with co-workers, he found that the meters in question were manufactured between 2004 and 2014 via the electric switchboard to a range of power-consuming appliances such as energy-saving light bulbs, blah, 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 blah. I'm just trying to get the percentage around here. 5 of the 9 meters gave readings much higher than actual usage. Very good. 2 of the meters gave readings that were 30% lower than actual usage. That's an advantage. Overall, some of the setups were 582% higher than consumption. That's in Europe. The smart meters in Fort Collins, Colorado, which Virginia Farver, who is fighting, and her son died of a brain tumor in San Diego University because there was a cell tower in the yard of the university. And several other children have died of brain tumors as well. But she's fighting this. They've tested them with meters, with monitors, and they're giving off horrendous amounts of radiation, these smart meters. There's a whole lot of things in this article about charting use, etc. I didn't want to read that out. It's too involved. But I've covered smart meters many, many times on the program. And as well, worth looking up for Virginia Farver on YouTube, and she's written a book on this. And she's fighting it on the ground there. But Colorado, where I used to live many years ago, is a test bed for all this technology and 5G as well. And not to mention the military activity in Colorado of various foreign troops in bases there that nobody can figure out what's going on. But on and on it goes. There's no end to it. Just to amuse people, well, we already know McDonald's, and not much more to say about McDonald's. And who's writing this? Amy Goodrich for Natural News. 10 horrifying ingredients that prove McDonald's is not fit for consumption. And here we go. I'll just run through them quickly. Ammonium sulfate. Ammonium sulfate is an inorganic salt used as a fertilizer and flame retardant. It is also added to Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. But did you know that ammonium sulfate can also be found in a burger bun? This nasty chemical has been associated with irritation of the gastrointestinal tract, and it causes nausea and hormone disruption. That's number one. Number two, silicone oil. If you are a chicken nugget lover, then you are a regular consumer of some unpronounceable name, also known as silicone oil. Well, I had chicken and chips for 20 years on the Rose Rep because I would eat deep-fried foods because I used to be really eating, when there's a rep on the road for 20 years, 60 different outfits, joints a month when I was on a cold cycle, but customers on a monthly cold cycle around the country. And the chances of getting food poisoning in that, as most of my mates or reps certainly did, I never got food poisoning, but I had deep-fried chicken and food. And Deagle said to me one time, I was just telling him about it, he said, well, you're full of arsenic. Very good, because arsenic is a growth promoter in chickens, but I'm still alive. But there you are. But we all need to detox. And that's the one. But anyway, I'm interrupting my own piece here. Number two, the silicone oil, what it does to you in the chicken nuggets. silicone oil is a synthetic material used to make contact lenses, caulking and silly putty and lubricants. The use of this non-biodegradable oil has been decreased in breast implants due to safety concerns. Now they're eating it in McDonald's. Number three, I think I pronounced the name, cysteine L, is an amino acid synthesized from human hair and duck feathers. It is used to flavor meat and soften bread and pastries. Consumption of cysteine L has been linked to constipation, diarrhea, vomiting, rashes, fever, headaches, drowsiness, and low blood pressure. That's number three. We have 10 to go to 10. They're all really as interesting and entertaining as this. Number four, TBHQ. It's an unpronounceable name, but is a petroleum-based additive found in cosmetic products and in 18 different McDonald's menu items. Isn't that interesting? Although the Food and Drugs Administration has classified this chemical as totally safe for human consumption. This is not a comedy program. It certainly is not. But it sounds like it's something you'd see in a comedy program. Long-term use of TBHQ can result in aggravation of ADHD symptoms, stomach cancer, damaged DNA, and death. Number five, found in McDonald's products, propylene glycol. That's a plastic, isn't it? Found in antifreeze. Oh, yeah, antifreeze, yeah. Propylene glycol in McDonald's food. Found in antifreeze, e-cigarettes, and fast food. God help these idiots smoking e-cigarettes. I never fail to stop and tell them what they're inhaling. It's just shocking. Propylene glycol can cause damage to the central nervous system and worse existing allergies and eye skin conditions. Worsen these conditions. Number six, prescription drugs. Researchers at the Johns Hopkins University found alarming levels of antidepressants and other prescriptions over-the-counter and banned drugs in chicken feed and chicken products from fast food restaurants. Because McDonald's doesn't use organic chicken, their chicken products are very likely to contain masses of prescription medications and antibiotics. Sure. Well, I'm immune to every antibiotic on the planet because I ate in joints on the road for 20 years. And another one, unpronounceable, dimethylliposaxone silicone, this DPS, we'll call it, is often added to cooking oils used to prepare McDonald's fish fillets, chicken nuggets, and French fries. Besides being found in most fried fast foods, DMS is also utilized in the production of silly putty, contact lenses, etc., etc. Number eight, carminic acid, C-A-R-M-I-N-I-C, carminic acid. Carminic acid is a red food dye synthesized by certain types of beetles. It's often added to fast food meats to give them a more vibrant and appetizing color. Until 2009, carminic coherent extract or natural red 4 were classified as natural dyes. These dyes, however, the FDA requires carmine and coherent extract to be explicitly identified in ingredients lists and can cause severe allergic reactions. They don't, of course, put them on the McDonald's literature. No, two more to go. Cellulose. While cellulose may be natural product produced from wood pulp, who wants to eat lots of indigestible wood fibers, cellulose is added to nearly every fast food item as a way to add volume. It can be found in cheese, salad dressings, muffins, and strawberry syrups, among many others. You name it, and the chances are wood pulp is there. Shocking. Not to forget aspartame in drinks. And the final one, number 10, silicon dioxide. Sounds a really bad one. Also known as silica or industrial sand. Silicon dioxide is used to make glass, optical fibers, and cement. The fast food industry often adds it to meat and sauces to keep them from clumping together. In an industrial setting, workers handling silicon dioxide wear hazard suits and masks. Nevertheless, the FDA sees no harm in adding this industrial chemical to your burger bun. Isn't that just sweet? Just something. Ooh. On and on it goes. There is no end to it, folks. Okay. Oh, sorry, we have a caller, a very brave caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. How do you?
Good evening, PJ. Hi, it's evening here, anyway.
How do you?
Hey, listen, I wanted to I was just thinking, I wanted to compliment you on your show prep, and you know, you always have a bunch of topics researched and ready to go, and you always hit on things of real significance. So, and the other thing I noticed is, as a citizen of the UK and a resident of Wales, you do bring a truly unique perspective, you know, to the program, and that.
Who put you up to saying this? I wonder.
You sounded. It is my own opinion. Sounded a little glum tonight, and I just wanted to say something encouraging to you because.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm operating under pressure here, where I was cut off by Skype 3 minutes before the program. I'm doing this on a telephone line, and then I had people coming into the house tonight. Hang on till after the break. Hang on there, and we'll come back to you after the break. 1 second. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines.
Okie dokie, we'll come straight back in, and we've been talking to Glenn in Philadelphia. It's Glenn there. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay. Okay, PJ, as the Monty Pythoners were prone to say, and now for something completely different. I thought to throw you a little curveball here. I'm kind of curious what you as a UK citizen think might happen with our good friend Prince Charles of Wales, who's been spending recent years obsessed with his acquisition of Vlad Dracul's castle. He hasn't really been in the media in recent years, but he came out at Christmas to tell us to think of Muhammad at Christmas. I'm wondering if you think he might, and he made some sort of recent pronouncement about something in the news, and I'm wondering if what you think will happen eventually when the Queen passes away. Do you think that he'll be permitted to ascend to the throne, given the controversy behind his marriage to Camilla Parker Bowles, who's now Duchess of whatever? What do you think is going to become of this guy?
Well, I haven't written a piece on it, but no, he's known as a massive interferer. He sends endless letters to government ministers wanting to do this, that, and the other. Usually the royals are told to shut them out and not interfere with politics. But he also said that he would be the representative of all religions, like the Church of England is, the head of the Church of England is the Queen, and he would be the titular head of the Church of England, which is the natural Protestant religion of Britain. That's straightforward enough. But, he's been closing up to the Muslims and every other place. But I think this Queen is an incredibly capable, sensible woman, and nobody disagrees with that. She's outstanding, and she has been seen hundreds of world leaders come and go. But I reckon she will time down to a few years and then pass it on to William. That's my own thinking.
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering because, on an unusual twist, I had seen an author a few years ago who was of a mind that he was a good candidate to be, of all things, the Antichrist because of the unique symbology in his coat of arms.
Well, no, I think Hillary Clinton fitted that absolutely, but no, he's kind of a mealy-mouthed, New Age, clunky. That's what, and his Queen has known, she regards him as a bit of a headbanger, but he's a left-leaning socialist New Ager. That's what he is. But he's massively misinformed on the thing about global warming. But he's right about GMOs,
right.
You know. But he's a likable character, and he visited Ireland many times. Yep.
Oh, is he likable, affable guy? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, they're just these people, though, are in the grip of all sorts of the Masons and all the rest of it. And Princess Anne, she's...
Didn't he aspire at one time to being a... sit in some special seat as head of a European Union or something like that?
No, that was Tony Blair wanted to be the president of Europe, and he's still around the edges trying to get people to drop Brexit. Oh, Blair is a hated character here now, absolutely despised. He's the one who tried to get us into the Euro. You should hear Nigel Farage bashing Blair on his radio program on LBC London, and he absolutely rips into him. He's delighted he's back in, but there you are.
Yeah, Blair is truly bizarre, a truly evil, wicked kind of guy. Anyway,
he's New World Order through and through and through, 100%, 100-carat New World Order.
Right, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Right.
Thank you for that,
Glenn. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Sorry, it's just a disruptive program today, but again, thanks, Skype, for that. Anyway, I hear the background music, and it's fair to say that John Stadtmuller will be back here tomorrow night, and he'll talk to you then.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.